the fat, it's normally in your back, in your stomach, in your sides. If I take all of that money that, you know, that you have all over, and you just put it in the butt, it's natural. It's yours.
Okay. All right. I mean, I like how you put it, you know.
It's my fat. It's mine. You're just
adjusting
it.
Yeah, you don't want to waste it. You just want to adjust it.
Exactly.
Hey, what the name of this show?
I Talk Great.
I Talk Great.
Is your hair thinning and not growing back to its fullest potential? Well, let me refer you to the Action Hair Care products, right? Angie and her daughter, Allie, has 21 plus years of experience, and they specialize in hair growth products, customized hair color, deep moisturizing treatments, and updated hair care routines that are natural and cruelty-free. So if you don't want to end up like me, let me tell you what you do. They're going to promise to give you the best experience for full potential for hair growth, right? So get your papers and pens out right now, and I need you to head over to www.actionhaircareproducts.com. I'm going to say it again, www.actionhaircareproducts.com. And if you're local and you're in the area, you can head over to Deco Drive Beauty Supply in Miramar Parkway, Florida. Also, LA Beauty Supply in North Lauderdale, Florida. White Diamonds Beauty in Fort Pierce. So if you're in that area, head out there to White Diamonds Beauty. And Glam's Beauty Supplies in Port St. Lucie. So let them know Mr. Williams from I Talk Great sent you. Now back to the episode. Yeah.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams, I Talk Great, where we talk about the gray areas of business because it's never just black and white. I am here today with Ari Guerra. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Where's that last name from?
Cuba.
Cuba.
Yes.
Okay. There's some Cuban going on in here in the building.
I am. Born and raised.
Oh, really? Okay, so how long you been over here?
30 years.
Okay, 30 years. So you kind of a Yank now.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you rooted in the culture?
Of Cubans, yes.
Yes. Okay, so what's your favorite dish to cook?
Come on, really.
We gotta know.
Well, my favorite dish to cook is just rice, beans, and actually breaded steak.
Okay, breaded steak. You know, yes. I think I had that. I'm not sure. I don't know if La Granja sell that. That's
what. La Granja doesn't, because La Granja is actually Peruvian.
Oh, okay. No, you're right. She had to correct me. Like, okay. Okay. All right. So I'm gonna say hola, you know.
¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien. No, is it muy bien or bien?
Muy bien.
Oh, muy bien. Okay. You know, I'm learning poquito, you know what I mean? All right. So when you got here, right? You know, we got to go back to the beginning. How'd you get here? What made you even come here? Tell us a little bit.
Actually, I came here in 94 with both of my parents and my baby sister.
Okay.
We came in a raft. Yes.
Really?
Yes. We came in a makeshift raft.
Oh, so you mean a raft? Like y'all was like rowing over here?
Well, not rolling. Of course, we were able to get like a motor and put it on the raft. And we entered by Duquesa, Marquesa, by Key West.
Wow.
Yes. So, and we were rescued by Coles. We were rescued by a catamaran. When we came in to Marquesa Key, and then were taken in with the Coast Guard in Key West, and they were able to process us and everything.
Wow. Okay. All right. So let's try to look at this a different way. All right. So was something crazy going on in Cuba for the reason why you guys just left out like that?
Yes. Overall, Cuba has a very bad political situation. And my mom and my dad, they never thought that my sister and I had a future over there.
Okay.
So they decided to risk not only their life, but also our lives and bring us here for a better future. We left everybody. We left everything and everyone behind. It was just when we got here in March 19, 1994, it was just the four of us and a sister that my dad hadn't seen in 14 years.
Wow. So he just pulled up on her like, hey, what's up?
Yeah, when we got here, it was funny because we knew her her telephone number. My dad called and he's like, hey, I'm here. She's like, here where?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay, here where? Oh, we're in Key West. This place no longer exists. It was called La Casa del Barcero.
Yeah.
Which is the house of like the rafters.
Okay.
It was in Key West. And my aunt had to drive all the way from Miami Lakes to Key West.
Wow.
To be able to pick us up because that's where we were processed. Immigration, custom, everything. That's where we were processed in Key West.
So what were you guys given? Like, I mean, did you guys have like, I don't know, a social or how did that work?
Well, when you come in, the first thing that they just give you is a shower, food, and then you have to go in and present yourself to the Social Security services. Mm-hmm. Then you have to go to, it used to be, now it's DCF. Before it was Children and Family.
Okay. I know Children and Family. Yeah. I had Children and Family back in the day.
Yeah. Okay. It was Children and Family so that they could help you with assistance, food stamps. The real food stamps that were the paper ones.
Oh, so you had the money food stamps. Yeah. Okay.
The Monopoly money food
okay,
stamps.
Okay, okay. Hey, them things came in handy.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Okay.
And they give you some sort of assistance and then, you know, job placement, trying to get, you know, into
the system.
Kind of overall, they put you in the system, then they try to help you with getting a higher education and finding you a job.
Okay, but when you got here, how old were you?
I was only 8.
Okay, so how long did it take you to learn English?
It took us about a year. Well, it took me about a year and a half. It wasn't until my 6th grade here in the U.S. that I came out of ESOL, which is English as a Second Language.
Okay.
For the first 2 years, I knew barely anything and just cartoons help a lot.
Cartoons. Okay, yes. Okay. So how was school like for you? Did you do any school in Cuba?
Yes.
Okay, so how was that like transference?
Well, to be honest, math, I was at super advanced.
Ah, okay, but, so we dumb over here then.
No, they just, I guess the regiment has a little bit of more of a higher education when it comes to math, but I knew absolutely nothing in social studies because the schooling in Cuba is very doctored.
Okay.
Oh, the Yankees are horrible.
Okay.
Yankees are us, you know, the ones that we're celebrating tomorrow.
Ah, Yankees, okay. Oh, the gringos, so that's what they call them?
No, they call you Yankee.
Really?
Yes.
That's crazy because my parents are from Trinidad, right?
Yeah.
And then when I do go back home, shall I say, they call me Yankee boy.
Yeah.
Well, Yankee boy.
Because remember, it's the Yankees. The Yankees is when you go back into, you know, U.S. history, Yankee.
Oh, nah, I ain't past history. All right, you got.
You see, that's why.
You might know more than me.
I had to learn a little bit of, you know, U.S. history and science.
All right. So let's fast forward it up a bit. You know, that was good to get that backstory about you, right? So high school, did you do anything after that or college?
I actually went to college. I got my accounting degree. For Miami-Dade, I was an account manager and auditor.
Wow, okay. That girl's smart. She's at an accountant degree.
Yes.
All right. But what made you wanted to get in that field? Because you was so good at math?
Because I was good at math. And when you're Hispanic or when you come from the island, mm-hmm. you need to have a degree, period.
Really? You think so?
Oh, come on. Island parents.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Okay, parents, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Island parents, you could be whatever you want. As long as you bring them that diploma for them to hang there and brag to all their friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You better do it.
Okay. No,
you're
no,
from
no.
the islands. You, you
No, yeah, yeah. I get what you're saying. So how do we go from accounting? Because now we know you're the massage queen, right? How did... Yes, we gotta get into that, right? How did you go from accounting into the massage world?
Well, it was kind of a personal thing. Mm-hmm. My grandmother actually got sick, and I started taking her to get lymphatic massages to help with her ailment.
Okay.
And I fell in love with massages. I've always been very hands-on.
Touchy-touchy?
Yes. Okay. You know, if you had a headache, you know, the little trigger points. And, you know, if your shoulder hurts, let me put on some Vicks and, you know, the Chinese ointment so that it goes away. But it only became a passion after I saw how much I could change someone's life by doing these massages.
Okay. All right. So it was a personal thing for you.
It was very personal.
Okay. But I could see you definitely came a long way. So let me ask you a question, right? How do you structure your day to ensure that it's set up for success?
First thing I do is I wake up. I thank God because I'm alive. And this has, this has more than one meaning for me.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get into that a little bit when we go into the tape.
Yes, but, yes.
Overall, I surround myself with successful people and people who are like-minded and want to succeed and want to go forward.
Okay.
Structuring my day, I have the same amount of time that everybody else does. I just try to make mine as productive as possible.
Yes.
I love TV, don't get me wrong. Netflix is my best friend. But getting up and, you know, looking at my emails, looking at what I didn't accomplish yesterday and what I can tackle right away and phone calls. I have conference calls in my car a lot.
Wow. Okay.
I do a lot of business out of my car because, like we spoke earlier, I live kind of far.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, that drive, like I said, I have the same amount of time that everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make my time worth my while.
No, facts. Okay.
You know, being on watching Netflix while I drive or listening to the radio, it's good when I need to unwind. But if I could get to speak to someone and move something forward, I'm all for it.
Okay. She making sure she get things done. No, I like that. Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But hear what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon. So since you're in the field, right, of the massages, right, of massaging, what are some routines that you have for self-care?
I actually use a lot of stretching. My diet and exercise regimen, stretching is very important to me because it aligns my entire body.
Okay. And like yoga? Or Pilates?
I do more of Pilates and stretch just for my own awakening. Kind of like just before I get off of out of my bed. Mm-hmm. I stretch just to open up everything.
Okay. But I was doing my due diligence on you. You've had your own transformation because you like a totally different person based upon, I don't know, was this last year or the year before?
The year before.
Yeah, like, so was that diet or was that surgery?
I actually had, to be honest, I had surgery 11 years ago.
Okay.
I had plastic surgery 11 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that's when I kind of fell in love with the whole surgery community.
Okay.
But my big change came from actual health. I got a very huge health scare.
Okay.
And that made me change. I was very healthy. I can't say I was very healthy. I was healthy, you know, as far as all my blood work and everything.
Okay.
But I was not in a good weight or health. I was not as healthy as I needed to be.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm trying to find, I don't want to say the wrong
thing. I was fat.
No. I wouldn't say that. I mean, you were top heavy,
mm-hmm.
right? But I do know women have to go through those kind of like surgeries because, you know, it could be a lot of pressure on the back, you know, but you wasn't like, I guess not in my eyes, but I definitely see the major transformation. As I was scrolling down the ground, I'm like, oh, hold on. You're a totally different woman. Okay. All right.
I'm fixing those, you know, at the end of the year.
Fixing? When you say
my
fix?
Boobs.
Oh, okay. Are you adding more back or are you, because now you don't seem as, you know, voluptuous as.
I am getting a breast reduction.
Okay.
Yeah. I just hide really. I know how to hide my flaws.
You know
my
how to nip and tuck and.
Oh yeah, I know how to hide. I know how to hide things with. I know how to, you know, work my body.
Okay.
To look good in clothing.
Okay. No, well, you do, and you could see just from watching you on the gram, you're not shy with, because I see you use yourself a lot as like. Sorry, I'm trying to find the right word. Yes, a model.
I am. Because I'm very open with everything that I have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I want people to be open with me, I think that I should be open with everybody. It has never been any kind of stigma in the fact of getting plastic surgery. I had it done 11 years ago. I had amazing care. And that's what got me into being able to take care of girls. So I am, and actually today was funny because we did a live and
I saw you.
We had one of our employees was going to do it. And when mm-hmm. I told her, okay, you need to put small shorts. Oh my God. She put on her clothes really quickly. I was like, you got to pay me to put on my clothes, not to take them off. I'm okay. I'm good. Because if I could help women feel comfortable with their body,
mm-hmm.
I know I have my flaws, and if I could make women feel good about their body,
mm-hmm.
I will feel even better.
Okay. I saw another post that you had up, right? And you said that a BBL isn't fake.
No.
Right. Okay. So kind of explain what is a BBL and like what did you mean like by that?
Okay, well, the post is BBL is not fake because nothing is being implanted that is not, it's not an implant.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is being put in your body that is not naturally there.
Okay,
that's one. A BBL is a Brazilian butt lift. It's lipo 360. All around your entire torso, and then it's moved to the glutes. It's transferred, the fat is centrifuged, and it's implanted into, it's put in to the glutes to make them more voluptuous.
Okay.
And now, in my analogy is, it's just like moving money from your savings account to your savings account. It's still mine. Okay.
But, okay.
The fact, tell me if it's.
I'm listening.
Your money, if you have 10 grand in your savings account and you move it to your checking account.
Yeah.
Doesn't it stay, isn't it yours?
Yeah, it's my money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. The fat, it's normally in your back, in your stomach, in your sides. If I take all of that money that, you know, that you have all over and you just put it in the butt, it's natural. It's yours.
Okay. All right. I mean, I like how you put it, you know.
It's my fat. It's mine. You're just
adjusting
it.
Yeah, you don't want to waste it. You just want to adjust it.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. All right. But what about those women that you see that do that? And then now they say, oh, well, join my fitness plan and you can lose weight in 6 weeks and da 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 da. What do you think about that?
I think that's BS.
Okay.
That's one. If you are going in for plastic surgery is not a total fix. Mm-hmm. And I actually am partnering up with a fitness guru, somebody who is very fitness, and she is very aware with health and fitness so that we could get after surgery so that the girls don't gain that weight back.
Okay.
Plastic surgery is only it's instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
All of the fat that was in your stomach, now it's on your butt. Now you have a nice butt. Now you have a flat stomach. Now you have nice waist. But if you do not continue in a way that you're using your Garmin and you're controlling what you eat, you will get fat again.
Okay.
Remember, those fat cells that they moved, the particles of fat that they removed from your stomach and they put it on your butt, but they still leave fat cells. So when you do get fat, those fat cells will even be more engulfed. So now you have bigger lumps of fat that are going to be even harder for you to lose after surgery.
Oh, wow. Okay, and so you still got to hit the gym. You can't just go back to the Mickey D's and the Checkers.
If you want to look like the Michelin man, go ahead. If you want to look like Miss Michelin, we good.
Okay.
But now that fat it's in your glutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get bigger. But if you start to gain weight, wherever that that surgery and that fat was not sucked out, you will get it. This is why most of the time we see women that get bigger arms. Their face gets really round. Yeah, they have a snatched waist and a flat stomach. But now they got big old arms and the face gets round because you gain weight. It's very easy. Weight is very easy to be gained, but not to be lost.
Man, who you telling? You know, I've been trying to lose forever. Especially when you start hitting the 40 mark, you know, it don't fall off.
After 30, it doesn't walk off anymore.
It don't fall off after that.
God, no.
So do you think like all this surgery women receive, right? Do you think it's like rooted in insecurities a bit?
No.
No? Okay.
I don't think that surgery is for insecure women. I do believe that there are insecure women that think that surgery is going to fix their problem. But remember, a lot of us that do have surgery, we do it to look better. We want to look better for ourselves. We want to look better to show our kids, hey, especially if you have girls, hey, you could be beautiful. And if mom didn't make you with a small waist, it's okay. You work hard.
Yeah.
You get your money and we could get it there.
She said, you work hard, you get your money.
You get your money.
So it's like a cheat code.
It is. But I don't think it's rooted in insecurity. I think that, as a matter of fact, I think that for a woman to have surgery, they have to be very secure because you go through so much emotionally after surgery. It's just, it's hard because.
Like I said, beauty is pain, right?
Beauty is pain and money, dude.
So I also see here, right, as I was researching, you came up with a method, right? It's called the tape method.
It's called the surgical recovery tape method. Okay. I actually invented it and patented it. Yes.
What?
I am the proud owner of the surgical recovery tape method, and I was given that patent in January 12, 2021.
Wow.
I've been working on it since 2017.
Okay.
And on 2019, I submitted my patent.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 2 years explaining, sending reviews and everything into the U.S. Patent Office. And I was given the patent in 2021. Because remember, COVID hit and everything was just pushed back.
Yeah, no. Man, who are you telling?
I know.
So where were you when this idea came into your head?
Actually, after 4 years, like I was telling you before, I had surgery in 2011.
Okay.
After that, I fell in love with the whole plastic surgery community and helping people to do it.
Okay.
In 2017, after a friend of mine had, in 2014, I had a health scare, huge health scare, and this was a kind of an empowerment for me to do. I started working with the tape, with rock tape itself, when I worked with a chiropractor as a massage therapist. And I saw how much good it does with inflammation and mobility. So when I had a health scare of myself, I needed to leave something that will give my daughter a perspective of your mom was a badass.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed with 9 breast tumors.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to do something that left a legacy.
Yeah.
And left something for my daughter to say, like I said, your mom was a badass.
My mom was doing her thizzle.
Yes. Okay. I wanted her to be proud to say, my mom's no longer here, and this is what she did. This is a legacy. This is something that she did. And I went on to seeing how I could help women that were in a vulnerable place, because I was in a very vulnerable place. I was in a very vulnerable stage in my life that I didn't have control. And after surgery, like I said, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
And those women do not have control of what's going on. So if I could give back a little bit, as well as when the doctors tell you, oh, you need a tummy tuck. Oh, your skin is going to sag and it's not going to retract the right way, or you're not going to look this way. And you have people, naysayers, coming for you. I wanted to give back to those women so that those naysayers could shut up.
Yeah, no, I saw some of your before and afters of other clients, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. It looked like it working.
It does. I actually spent 4 years developing it.
Wow.
I spent 4 years putting everything together and researching every brand of kinesio tape.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I use. Normally everybody is like rock tape,
mm-hmm.
because that's the brand of tape that I use the most.
Mm-hmm.
After testing probably over 200 different brands and different strands of tape, different colors, different strands, different kind of like the chemistry of the adhesive, and mm-hmm. researching all of that and putting it on different skins, because mm-hmm. not everybody's skin is the same. Not every people that are more melanin enriched than others have a tendency to maybe have oilier skin, or women that are more, that are Caucasians, they sweat more.
Okay.
So after trying out a lot of different strands, that's how I came up with the tape method.
Okay. Did you have, like, while you was coming up with the tape method, did you have, like, I don't want to say test dummies, but.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I tested on every one of my friends that say, hey, can I do it?
Yeah.
I didn't, until I did not have a patent that I put in to the U.S. patent office, I didn't start using it on actual clients and getting monetary compensation.
Mm.
So I spent a lot of money researching, and a lot of, they were not test dummies, they were beautiful women that needed a little help.
Okay. Okay. Yes, that's a better word. I saw you got kicked out of a Zoom call because said you got your own patent.
Yes.
Why do you think that was, though?
Because I'm very vocal about it due to the fact that not many people know that I actually invented this method. It's called surgical recovery. It's not called tape method. It's called surgical recovery.
Okay.
Because that's the name that the U.S. Patent Office gave me. It's called surgical recovery. But everybody, it's much easier to just call it tape method.
Yeah.
And now we have so many people trying to do it, mimicking it, and
without giving you your credit?
Nobody be giving no credit for me.
Wow.
I had one girl tell me when I told her, hey, you know, I invented this method. She's like, then Nike is the only one that's allowed to have sneakers. I was like, yeah, if you want to call yourself.
With a check on it.
I was like, if you want to call yourself Fila or FUBU, it's okay. Nike is, just do it.
Yeah.
So I'm Nike.
Exactly.
Nike good.
Yes, yes. Nike of the tape method.
I know.
Okay, so how soon can a client receive the method after surgery?
It has to be a minimum of 72 hours due to the fact that the everything doesn't go back to normal, and your blood cells do not start to regenerate after until you are 72 hours.
Okay.
In between 48 and 72 hours is when the actual anatomically correct way of it.
Okay.
With anatomy and, you know, the anatomy and physiology of the body,
it's
minimum of 48 to 72 hours. Now, with the, not everybody is the same. This is not a cookie cutter, and I tell this to people all the time, and this is why we don't have a video that tells you how to put the tape on, because it's not a cookie cutter. Not everybody's skin is the same. Not everybody's sagginess, level of sagginess is the same. So we don't do cookie cutters.
But you would have to be the one administering the tape. Like, somebody can't just buy it at home and start going like.
I actually do FaceTimes. I do FaceTimes. I do a lot of FaceTimes.
So they can get the tape from you.
They could get the tape. I'm an open book.
Okay.
I don't want them to get the tape from me. I do have them in my office for those that want to go purchase it in my office. But I will give you the link to Amazon. Amazon is everybody's best friend.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're giving out the sauce. So you patented the method. You didn't patent like the material that it costs. I mean, that you have to use to put it on.
Yeah. I patented the method.
Oh, okay. So how come you didn't like patent like the actual material? Why? Because that's what it seemed like.
Because to me, it's more about making a change and not making a profit. Everybody wants
okay.
to. Don't get me wrong. I want to be rich.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody likes money. I like good things.
Mm-hmm.
If you went through my page, you see that I dress nicely, and I love I love my shoes. many of my girls know my signature red bottoms.
Yes, red bottoms. Okay.
I like nice things, but
yes.
To me, it's more about giving women that power back to be able to help you.
Okay.
It's
all right.
And I don't need to patent them. I don't need to patent the actual tape. The tape was actually invented in 1970 by a Japanese chiropractor.
Okay.
And after that, it has been developed and watered down and moved. It has, like I said, I tested over 150 different brands of tapes when I was doing the research to patent the tape, the method. I tried over 150 different brands of tape.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But to me, it's the method. It's what's working.
Yeah.
The method, it's what needs. I will give you the ingredients, and I'll teach you how to do the sauce with the FaceTimes.
Okay.
Are you a business owner, entrepreneur, entertainer, and you got a story to tell? You want to get your brand out there to the world? Well, you reached the right place. Let's set up an exclusive interview between me and you. I Talk Gray, and we're going to go ahead and get your brand out there to the world. But here what you do. Go ahead and send me an email with the words gray at italkgraymedia@gmail.com. See you soon.
So do you have like, is that like a separate service for you, like the coaching? Like
yes.
Walking people through it?
Yes.
Okay.
They do a one-on-one. I literally sit there. I dedicate 30 minutes, sometimes even an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I've had ladies that don't understand and will go back. It's okay. It's your time. And I'm dedicated to working for them because, like I tell them, and when they come into my office and I do their tape, if you look good, I look even better.
Hey.
So I need to make them look good so that I look better because now not only do I look like, hey, you love me after 5 days when you take this tape off, you feel good and you're going to recommend me. You're going to, word of mouth is very important.
No, yes. No, that is so true.
So
and referrals.
Referrals. And if you tell me that I did good with you, you're going to tell your sister, your friend, normally.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's be realistic. Normally.
Okay.
Someone who's grateful. And if they post it, they give me the credit.
Okay. So you're getting your riches in other areas, you know, but you're still doing your thing. So how do you come up with your prices, though, for your services?
I actually haven't changed my prices, believe it or not, since 2018.
What?
Yeah.
So how you staying in? Because I know you have your own facility now.
Yes.
In the beginning, it looked like you was
I was traveling.
Yeah, door to door.
Yes.
So how you staying afloat if you haven't adjusted your prices?
Because I've had really good vendors, and I will be raising my prices because even those vendors are going out of business. Mm-hmm. But I don't try to make a profit out of everybody. If I could do something good, Miami, it's a horrible place, and I'm sorry to say it. Miami, it's a horrible, horrible place. Everybody wants to make a buck.
Yeah.
We have,
but you created something. Like you're not just, mom and pop. Like you put your hours in, your sweat equity. You did your due diligence. You said you spent a lot of moolah.
Yes.
So I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say you would be wrong if you attached, a certain price point. So how much does it cost to get that treatment?
The tape is only $75. Yes.
but you know what? Okay. Hey, because everybody try to get on Walmart. Yep. Well, Walmart make money.
Yeah.
So would you consider yourself more like in that arena versus Louis of it?
I think some people actually say I'm expensive.
I have $75? That ain't nothing.
And $95 for a massage. Mobile.
You charge $95 for a massage?
Yes, for a mobile massage.
What?
Exactly.
Massage girl, I got you. I mean, $150.
Well.
And you bring in your table and everything?
Yes.
I'm going to have to hit you up. Right?
Well, we actually have eight therapists that are mobile and three in the office. And myself that I just jumped from anywhere. I jump everywhere.
So are you more specialized just in the lymphatic and your team handles like other types of massages? Like what do y'all guys specialize in the most?
We specialize in everything.
So Swedish, deep tissue.
My team is a very versatile bunch. Mm-hmm. We do continuing educations all the time. I do bring my team back mm-hmm. into the office to get refresher course on how to do the post-op and how to do the massages, like okay. the regular massages, the Swedish, the deep tissue. Mm-hmm. My background is in sports medicine. That's how I got with the tape because I used to do sports medicine. I worked for athletes for a really long time, and mm-hmm. That's how I knew about the tape, about the kinesiology mm-hmm. and kinesio taping.
Okay.
So I started doing that, and I always try to teach my entire staff on how to do good overall massages. Mm. We're always in continuing education. All of my therapists go in for their renewal, which actually is this year in August, next month.
Okay.
And yeah, in August 31st, we'll be renewing all of our license. All of my therapists have over 50 hours of continuing education. We're always moving with all different things.
So did you pass the MBLEX on the first try?
I did.
What?
Okay. Nearly perfect. When I passed it, you actually had to do, it was 920 was your highest score. Mine's was not 918.
Really? So yes. I think you got to get like a 600 now or something like that. Yes. Damn. Okay. So she's an expert.
The thing is, if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it right.
Yes.
For lack of a better word, I don't half-ass anything.
Okay.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it good. I'm going to do it good.
Yes. All right. So explain, right, what would make a person need a lymphatic massage?
Well, anybody needs a lymphatic massage.
Really? So that's just not like surgery?
No. Remember, your lymphatic system, it's overall is the sewage of your body. Mm. When you go out drinking, the next morning, you wake up swollen.
That's why I be swollen on them.
Yeah. Damn. That's why the bags under your eyes, after you drink, the bags under your eyes, that's the dehydration. Your neck gets a little swollen.
Okay.
Right here by your armpits. You start the day after you drink too much and you know your shirts kind of fit you tight.
That's why sometimes when I be sleeping on this side, I'm like, what the hell is going on this side? And that's from the Henny?
That's from the Henny, hey? So, anybody.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, this is what lymphatic massages was what started me in the massage industry. Mm-hmm. Because of my grandmother. My grandmother had she had cancer, and her liver and her kidneys were not functioning correctly. So after when that happened, they started to backtrack, mm-hmm. and she retained a lot of fluid. This is what edema.
I heard of that edema.
Edema is inflammations of the fire. It's
overall, of the what?
Of everything. It's okay. Like it's excess fluid in the body.
Okay.
And when you open up your lymph nodes that are all over your body, mm-hmm. that helps you release it and detoxify it. A lymphatic massage is not only for people that get surgery. It's for anybody.
Wow. I thought that was just for the post-op type thing.
I could actually show you a picture when we're done. When we were doing the video today mm-hmm. of the live of the dry massage after I put the tape on, when we took it off, my everything right here where she worked and mm-hmm. where she opened up my lymph nodes and my entire torso, you could see.
So you were drinking?
All that information. No, I had my women days.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, you get swollen during those times.
Yeah.
And as soon as I took off the tape, when we took off the tape, Mm-hmm. And we looked in the mirror. We were like, hold on. Let's look at the before and after of this. And you could see the difference. And it was only a 10-minute opening up my lymph nodes and just stimulating my torso.
Wow. Okay. I'm definitely going to have to holler at you.
Of course.
Yeah. Because, you know, I ain't going to front. I still be drinking a little bit on the weekends. But then.
Everybody does.
Yeah. But I've noticed. When I, like I said, when I sleep on the side, like mm-hmm. on this side, I feel like I'm like, why? I thought my arm was just getting bigger, but I guess now what you said.
Remember, you have lymph nodes on your neck, your axillas, like right here by your armpit.
Yeah.
Your legs in your groin area.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And right here on your sternum by your diaphragm,
mm-hmm.
that's where you get swollen after you drink that Henny.
Okay.
If you look at the indentation that you would have there, mm-hmm. will no longer be there.
Wow. Okay, so we might have to do like a little mini video, you know, like a before and after. So what is a dry massage? Because I've seen that on your page.
Yes. The dry massage is because after they do the tape, you cannot put oil. And when they go back home, they don't have our therapist there at home to take mm-hmm. care of them. So this is why I made actually a video of the dry massage, is to be able to stimulate the lymphatic system and make them drain and make their body metabolize the entire fluid, all of the excess fluid that was created with the surgery, and dispose of it. You dispose of it in three ways. Your sweat, your urine, and feces.
Okay.
And this is because it makes your body metabolize all of that excess fluid and dispose of it.
Okay, man, she got the knowledge out here. All right. Hold on. I noticed something else. I don't really see you guys, what they call it, like drape. Is that a reason for that, or is that... Is it something different when you do the type of massages that you do?
It's different. It's different due to the fact that most of our girls wear the disposable underwears.
Okay.
And they don't drape because they're very sensitive. Another of the reasons why we don't drape during mm-hmm. those massages is because with the sheets, most of these girls are draining, like physically draining, because if they don't have a JP bulb. JP bulb is a drainage bulb that they put in during surgery.
Mm-hmm.
The incisions are sometimes open and the girls drain on the sheets.
Uh-huh.
So everything that we use is very disposable so that we could sanitize before and after. We don't drape because they would need to have like an actual sheet, like a fabric sheet.
Okay. All right. Because I was wondering, I was like, okay, they kind of exposed here.
Yeah, they are, but they have the disposable underwears that mm-hmm. helps them, you know, keep kind of like your... Purity.
Okay, the purity, yes. Purity. Okay, so what would you say are some like best ways to prepare before surgery?
The best ways to prepare before surgery would be diet, believe it or not, a detox before, a lymphatic drainage before your surgery.
Sorry, when you say detox, what do you mean, like not eating?
Eating the correct things. There's a lot of things that you could eat that will detox your body and will make you dispose of it. Remember that after, this is something that not many people know, pain pills will make you constipated.
Okay.
Because of the chemicals that they have to enable the pain receptors,
mm-hmm.
it also dries out your stomach. And it makes the young ladies constipated.
Okay.
So being cleaned out and detoxed helps with the recovery, you're not uncomfortable. You're not uncomfortable. You're not bloated. Mm-hmm. And actually getting a lymphatic massage before your procedure, it's amazing due to the fact that, like I said, lymphatic massages also detox your body and it disposes everything
that your
body has at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So you come out of surgery much better. You come out of your anesthesia so much more alert and up and going.
Okay.
Everyone that we have done it for before
mm-hmm.
always comes back and tells us the same thing. The massage, the anesthesia doesn't hit them as hard.
Because they did the lymphatic before.
Because you no longer, your body doesn't have to detoxify not only the toxins that were already there, but mm-hmm. also metabolize the anesthesia.
Okay.
Now all they have to do is just metabolize the anesthesia and take it out. When you fast before surgery, you have nothing but water in your system.
So that's better?
That's much better, yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right. So you're getting the women prepared mentally for this?
Yes.
All right.
It's not easy.
Yeah, from what I'm seeing, the bruises and this and that, you know. Oh, yeah. Even men are doing it now. I'm
seeing,
so, I mean, which I don't understand because I'm like, bro, you see the lines over the stomach, but then it's like you still see some handles over here. So I'm like, bro, just hit the gym, you know.
Sometimes the gym doesn't do it all.
No, that's true. Diet.
Diet.
Cut back on that Wendy's and Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Those are killers. Yeah. You know, Five Guys is.
I never had them, but I heard they were good. I'm more a Steak and Shake kind of guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're a Broward man. That's why.
Yeah.
We don't have Steak and Shake in Miami. Well, okay. Yeah, we actually do.
They do?
Yes.
Okay.
On Kendall.
Okay. All right. No, I don't know. It's something. They're. Burgers are different, you know. They're the only ones that I can actually eat and still be okay, like digestion-wise, you know. So how would you separate yourself from your competitors?
My main thing is taking care of my girls. And mm-hmm. I don't try to mimic anybody else's technique.
Okay.
I have my own. I set myself apart because I actually want to be better. I'm not here, like I told you, I haven't changed my prices in many, many years.
Yeah.
And I'm here to help my girls. Everybody wants to make a profit, but to me it's more important to be able to touch people's lives than actually make a profit. I'm not going into that little hole.
Yeah.
With Scrooge. I don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you doing something because, you know, you came here dolled up, you know, looking beautiful.
Thank right? you.
Of course, of course. So have you ever had an unhappy customer and how have you handled them?
Of course, everybody has unhappy customers. Remember, I'm mm-hmm. not, like I say, I'm blonde, but I'm not a golden coin. So not everybody's going to want me.
Yeah.
And not everybody's going to like me. Mm-hmm. That's one. Customers are... Everybody's completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my approach to things, I have no filter.
Okay.
And
direct.
I'm very direct.
Okay.
I have no BS. My BS meter is at zero because I don't like it. And I get very upset when I have therapists and other competitors that are not doing what they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when I say that to customers, they're like, how dare you tell me that they've effed me up? I'm like, because they did. you want me to effed you up. You want me to tell you rainbows and lollipops.
Yeah.
And rainbows and lollipops. Life is not rainbows and lollipops.
That's true. That's true.
If you want me to cuddle you and hold your hand, I could do it. I am an amazing support animal.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me to tell you what we need to do to get you to a better place,
yes.
I will tell you because my main goal is to get you to where you need to be. This is an investment, not only monetarily, but also emotionally and physically. Because the recovery itself takes about 52 weeks.
Wow.
It's an entire year. Your body, for 3 months, your lymph nodes do not reattach. So that's why you need to continue to get massages so that the swelling doesn't, the swell hell, which is what most of my girls call it.
The swell hell.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The swelling doesn't come back.
Yeah.
That's why they have to wear garments. And all of this is monetarily. Now they have to buy garments.
You're talking about like that faja thing? That,
yes, sir.
Okay.
That little old school girdle.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah, the little trickster thing. I'm like, yep. Hey, it's okay. But, you know, sometimes just let us see what it is. You know, you can't wear that and have it all tucked in and then.
Hey.
Like,
come on. Let's be honest. How many guys drive a Mercedes and still live with their mama?
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you that on the first day. You know, hey, I live with my mom because I'm buying a multi-unit. You know, I'm cutting back. You know, I don't drive a Mercedes, I drive a Nissan. But that is different. Like, if we see it on the gram and it's, and then now, you know, and da 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 da, it's like, oh my God, like, at least give me a heads up.
if you look closely, you will see.
We will see.
You will see.
Okay.
The hooks of the hooks of. Come on, they have little hooks.
She said, "You'll see the hooks."
You'll see the little bars. And
yeah,
stuff like that.
So we got to make sure our eyes are open.
Exactly.
You know. If okay.
Awesome. Social media holds as much as you put in there. Social media is like a credit card.
I love her analogies.
You know, social media is like a credit card.
Yeah.
You could swipe.
Mm-hmm.
Then at the end, it's let's see how we're going to pay that.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Okay. This was so wonderful. You know, thank you for coming through and clearing it up. No, I'm definitely going to be hitting you up because I'm not even going to front. I may need some little, you know, back here or back here somewhere, you know. But let everybody know how they can get in contact with you.
Well, our telephone number for the office is 786-542-5006. But we are very active in Instagram, which is massage, massage dot by _RAARI, tape queen. And we have our email is also massage by Ari 0421 at gmail.com. And we're always open to getting as many questions as possible and clarifying and taking care of as much as we can.
Okay. And you know, I remember I sent you the earlier. You got a fake page out there going.
I know.
You know you going somewhere when you got the fake page.
I got a fake page and I got a lady in that we actually had to put a situation with Facebook and Instagram because she was using my pictures.
That's cool.
All the way in London, she was using my pictures and one of my girls saw it and she sent it to me and she's like, this is me.
Cause the page got like 2,000 something followers on it.
I know. I guess they're famous.
Hey.
I guess they're famous.
Well, thank you, Ari, for coming through. This has been wonderful. It was definitely good to have you on the platform.
It was a pleasure. And anytime you want.
Of course. Yeah. No, we definitely gonna make that happen. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. Williams. I Talk Gray, and we out of here. Yeah.